It is a truth seldom acknowledged, at least in the more respectable corners of Surrey, that nothing good ever comes of opening a letter before breakfast. Yet that is precisely what young Basil Thimblewick did on the morning our story commences. And it was this single act of pre-tea bravado that set in motion a chain of events involving a missing tortoise, a highly questionable moustache competition, and the near collapse of the Farnham Amateur Lawn Society. Basil, you must understand, was not one for excitement. In fact, he spent most days avoiding it with the determination of a man who once brushed up against adventure and found it rather draughty. But as he stood there in his pyjamas, striped, slightly heroic, staring at the letter trembling in his hand, even he sensed that something was afoot. The note was from Aunt Prunella, a woman whose temperament could charitably be described as unpredictable, and less charitably as a menace with a parasol. "Come at once," she wrote. "Tragedy has befallen us. Bring discretion and biscuits." Basil was fond of his aunt. He admired her ability to command a room, a horse, or an unsuspecting solicitor with equal force. But the phrase, "tragedy has befallen us," from Aunt Prunella, could mean anything from the house burning down to her gardener trimming the hydrangeas too aggressively. Still, family duty called, rather more loudly than Basil would have liked, so he dressed, fortified himself with a modest breakfast, and set out for Prunella's country estate on the edge of the village. The morning was bright, the birds optimistic, and everything had that promising early summer glow, all of which Basil felt was deeply inappropriate for the situation. Upon arrival, he found Aunt Prunella pacing the garden path with the sort of energy usually reserved for generals and women who have lost something valuable.
"Basil," she cried, "thank heavens you're here! It's Stephen!"
"Stephen?" Basil repeated. "You haven't hired another butler named Stephen, have you?"
"No, no, Stephen the tortoise."
It transpired that Stephen, her pride and joy, her cherished companion, and the only creature alive capable of tolerating her lecture on Victorian table settings, had vanished, simply evaporated from his little enclosure. And Prunella, convinced this was no ordinary tortoise-related departure, suspected foul play. "Well," Basil said, hands in pockets, channeling the sort of calm widely believed to exist only in the novels of very sleepy vicars, "don't worry, Aunt P. We'll get to the bottom of this. Tortoises don't just disappear." And so began Basil Thimblewick's most unexpected adventure, a search that would take him through the hedges of Farnham, the gossip circuits of afternoon tea, and into the dark, bewildering depths of the annual village fete, where danger lurked behind every Victoria sponge. But Basil, in his quiet, unassuming way, was about to discover something rather marvellous, that even a man who prides himself on a thoroughly uneventful life may be destined for something splendid, especially when it involves a missing tortoise and a woman with a dangerously forceful parasol.